Your appointees have, in some cases, been at odds with the appointees of Governor Cuomo, Assembly Speaker Hastie, and in a polite way. There hasn't been fighting, but they have different ideas of how to do this. The commission is going to issue its report by Thanksgiving. Do you have concerns about the direction it's going in right now?
Well, you know, we set up the commission because we understood the outsized influence that these interests have in our elections. And our conference has always been extremely clear that we want public financing, we want campaign finance reform. So that's what we've always wanted.
But do you think that they're coming up with something that's going to be workable, that people will want to use? Because the advocates are saying they have doubts.
Well, I understand people have doubts. But again, as you said, there's a commission, and I'm more than happy to see what the commission comes up with. I know that my appointees are very, very clear on what it is that they see as a viable campaign finance reform for New York State, and have been very articulate and vocal about it. And so I'm going to see what they come up with. I mean, obviously, I believe that everyone knows that it is time to make extreme changes in this aspect of our lives. So I'm hopeful.
And what about fusion voting?
There
is proposal that you just lay out to limit fusion voting, which is allowing candidates to run on multiple party lines. It might be harder for some of these third parties to cross endorse to qualify for the ballot. That's some of the proposals out there.
Well, I mean, I think it's important to note that, I mean, our focus has always been on the campaign finance reform, this fusion sort of infused itself into the conversation.
Well, should they be discussing fusion?
Personally, I would have preferred that it be a separate conversation if there was going to be a conversation at all. However, there it is. And, again, I will await the findings. I think it's been pretty clear that, we are focused on campaign finance reform. And I'm not trying to destroy parties or make it impossible. I definitely know, however, that we must reform our campaign financing.
The legislature does have a chance to come back and change the commission report.
Yes.
If you're not happy with it. Do you see that happening?
Well, again, it would be premature to, like I said, we do. But of course, we have an opportunity to come back in January. And February, Mark. So, I mean, like I said,
I see what you mean. So, even if the commission, as it goes, becomes
yes, I mean,
if the recommendations become law at the end of the year, you still could come back January, February, March, and change
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. April, I mean, that's the
whole
thing.
So you're not seeing that as a real deadline?
I don't see that as any deal breaker. And again, I think it's important that we note this in every area. You know, we're not people who are like, okay, we did, plastic bag ban, so we'll never look at the environment again. Or that's why we were able to do the sensible gun laws or whatever. We are people who are just trying to get it right. And I know all of my colleagues in the legislature are just trying to get it right. So it's going to be the same thing in terms of campaign finance reform and ethics reform and everything else. We will just work until we get it right.